In the past few months, one particular issue has become a flashpoint around gentrification in Oakland: noise. In September, police were called to an altercation around a drum circle at Lake Merritt. Just a few weeks later, news broke about the city warning a black church in West Oakland that their choir practice might constitute a public nuisance. These incidents, along with others, have ignited a fiery debate about gentrification, racial profiling, and bias. KALW's Lila Day shows us one community response.
This music is loud. You can hear it all the way down the block. It's Saturday morning, and a stretch of Adeline Street in West Oakland has been blocked off for what organizers call a joyful noise celebration. A stage sits in the middle of the street. Kids laugh in a bouncy house, and free hot dogs are on the grill. It's an event put together by Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in response to the recent noise complaint about evening choir practice.
Well, basically, we rehearse on Wednesday night, and we rehearse from 7 to 9. We've been doing that for a while.
That's Pastor Thomas Harris III. He's been at the church for over 20 years and is one of the organizers of the event today. On August 31st, Harris was shocked to get a warning from the city, threatening over $3,000 in fines for excessive noise. The public nuisance complaint had come from a neighbor.
Perhaps during the evening, it may have shook someone the wrong way or something to that effect.
So, this local church that's had choir practice happening for years was being told to keep it quiet. Harris says this complaint comes at a time when people fear that the traditionally black neighborhood is changing too fast.
Times have changed. There used to be a time as a kid growing up in North Carolina, where I'm from, that there was nothing to go knock on your neighbor's door. And I think there's a lack of love, lack of compassion, lack of concern, lack of just caring for one another.
And it wasn't just the church that's gotten noise complaints lately. Drummers from the drum and dance group Samba Funk are also here today. They wear red and white outfits that sparkle as they march in a line down Adeline Street. In September, members of the group were gathered at Lake Merritt for a drum circle to celebrate the lunar eclipse when a man confronted them, asking them to shut it down. Drummer Jason Ulibarri was at the park that evening.
I've been drumming on the lake myself for about 11 years, and I'm kind of a newcomer.
The interaction between the black and Latino drummers and the white man who confronted them led to an altercation. Police were called in and citations were given. Social media reaction was strong and swift, with many arguing this was yet another negative sign of Oakland's gentrification, the quieting down of the arts and culture that make the city so vibrant.
In the bigger picture, the music is just an indicator of the other kinds of culture that Oakland has that's being pushed out.
This fear of culture being pushed out is what brought so many people here today. For some, these recent complaints are a warning sign of attempts to change the culture of the neighborhood. Pastor Amos Brown of the Third Baptist Church in San Francisco spoke at the event.
And I said, don't you ever come to this black church and tell us to shut up. We're going to sing. We're going to shout.
And shout they did. You could hear the noise from around the block where Chris Adams lives. He was at home with his door open.
Sometimes you're gonna hear what other people are doing, and if it's something as you know, overwhelmingly positive as that, I got no problem.
Adams moved to the neighborhood a month ago from San Francisco. He says he couldn't afford the rent there anymore.
Hello. Hi.
Just around the corner is neighbor Michelle Ekwoge. She's not a big fan of the noise.
No, I mean, I could do without it.
The church is directly behind her house.
I think they should try their best to maybe quiet it down a little bit more.
Ekwoge says she hasn't talked about this with her neighbors, but she doesn't think she's alone in her issues with the noise.
I see both sides. Like, for me, it's like, I don't know if my next door neighbor's ever complained about it. We've never talked about it, but I just see, like, both sides. Obviously, you need to be considerate of the noise, but then obviously some people enjoy it. Like, there's a joyful noise to them. Like, it's not bothering them.
But it bothers you.
Yeah.
Crossing the street is Jody Monahan. She's heading toward the noise.
Well,
You hear neighbors that are gentrifying into this area expecting it to be quiet like the Oakland Hills, and that's just wrong.
Monahan thinks the noise complaints are racially motivated and directly connected to gentrification.
And I think what's happening in the city is horrifying. People are getting squeezed out, lower and middle income. People can't afford to live in their own neighborhoods. And now they're really starting to step on toes. I mean, a church, you know, make a joyful sound. I mean, that glory to the Lord, we all do it, right?
I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier.
Later in the event, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf publicly apologized for what she said was the city's mistake. She said the letter should have never been sent. And even Oakland's chief of police, Sean Wendt, felt the need to support the joyful noise today.
Reasonable noise during reasonable hours from a church is a wonderful thing. You know, we get very few complaints about churches. Most of them are loud parties and things like that.
The city of Oakland has publicly stated that they have no plans to restrict drumming in the park during reasonable hours. And the letter Pleasant Grove Baptist Church received was rescinded, so no fine will be paid. Inside the church, Reverend Harris says, there's no hard feelings.
We got to learn how to live together, white, black, or whatever. But the other thing is that I see Oakland is changing, and the faces are changing. And it's different because, let's be real, when you're used to one way for a long period of time and it begins to change, you have reluctancy, you begin to say, what's going on? But the key thing, I think, in the changing process, we got to learn how to live together.
Outside, the street is full of noise, enjoyable to some and annoying to others. But today, a complaint that has divided neighbors has turned into an invitation to make some noise. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day. I can't find nobody.